Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath, and this is the Midday News. President Macron has this morning attended a national tribute in Sable d'Olonne for the three members of a lifeboat team who died while on a rescue mission. The men will be given posthumous Légion d'honneur awards by the head of state, and the four surviving crew members will also be recognised officially for their bravery. They battled treacherous conditions attempting to save a stranded fisherman during Storm Miguel. The investigation by police into the hit-and-run incident, in which one child died and another left seriously injured, has taken a positive turn. The passenger of the car which ploughed into the two children on Sunday has been arrested in the Caudan commune on the outskirts of the town of Lorient. However, the driver is still on the run. A gathering will take place in the town later today in remembrance of the 10-year-old who was killed. The Prime Minister, Edouard Philippe, will give an updated speech today on the proposals he put to the Senate yesterday. His general policies were largely agreed upon by MPs, despite the pressure of Gilets Jaunes demonstrations since last November, and will be voted on later today. Some of his key motions include the reform of unemployment benefit, a bill of bioethics, and changes to environmental laws. A chickenpox epidemic has taken hold across large parts of France. Parents are being warned to keep a watchful eye on any symptoms, particularly in the most affected regions in the Pays de la Loire, the Île-de-France, the Grand Est, and the Hauts-de-France. Celebrations over the French women's football team are still reverberating throughout the country after their 2-1 victory over Norway last night. More than 10 million television spectators watched the second group stage match. They will next face Nigeria in a game which takes place on Monday. Today's matches include Australia versus Brazil at 6 o'clock in Montpellier and South Africa against China at 9 o'clock at the Parc des Princes. And finally, a dinosaur skeleton is being auctioned off in Paris today. The skeleton of a sauropod, a herbivore standing 6 metres tall, is almost fully complete and is 150 million years old. It is expected to reach 1.5 million euros in the bidding. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.